with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republican State Senator Randy Fine won a special election Tuesday to represent Florida's 6th congressional district, defeating Democratic challenger Josh Weil and squashing efforts by national Democrats who spent millions of dollars on the race. And Trump-backed Republican Jimmy Patronis has won a special election for Florida's 1st congressional district. The state's chief financial officer fended off a challenge from Democrat Guy Valamont. The GOP candidate was far outraised and outspent by the Democrat. Valamont benefited from the outrage of national donors alarmed by President Trump's aggressive second term. Patronis will fill the Northwest Florida seat vacated by former Representative Matt Gaetz. U.S. automakers enjoyed strong sales in the month ahead of expected heightened tariffs.
Major U.S. car manufacturers say sales rose sharply in March, with most reporting double-digit gains after a sluggish start for the year. U.S. automakers sold nearly 1.6 million vehicles in March, up 13.6%. On April 3rd, the Trump administration's 25% tariff hike on auto imports goes into effect, with tariffs set to expand to applicable auto parts in the following weeks. President Donald Trump says that eventually the tariffs will lead to more factories opening in the United States. For now, automakers could be facing higher costs and potentially lower sales. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker has held the Senate floor with a marathon speech that lasted more than 25 hours. He set the historic mark to show Democrats' resistance to President Trump's sweeping actions. Booker took to the Senate floor Monday evening and finished Tuesday evening. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 11 points. This is SRN News. Palestinian children are being taught to hate Jews.
The London-based Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education reports that school kids in the areas ruled by the Palestinian Authority are using textbooks full of anti-Semitism and glorification of violence. One math book asks students to calculate how many suicide bombers have attacked Israel. In some elementary schools in Gaza, youngsters are being taught to memorize poems glorifying the October 7, 2023 Hamas attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A surge of grant cancellations has hit researchers focused on promoting the LGBT agenda as the Trump administration targets ideologically driven science and government waste. So far, the government has terminated nearly 70 LGBT grants to 46 institutions, totaling nearly $40 million. Administration officials say they want to root out unscientific studies. This is SRN News. This could be a very busy wildfire season.
Across the country, many communities marked record dryness between December and the end of February. Snowpack was nearly non-existent in some spots, and vegetation was left tinder dry. All comprise ingredients for elevated wildfire risk. More than 1,000 firefighters and fire managers recently participated in an annual wildfire academy in Arizona, where training covered everything from air operations to cutting back brush and building fire lines. Academy officials say there's a consensus that crews will be busy throughout the spring and summer. John Scott reporting.
Meanwhile, forecasters are warning of potentially deadly flash flooding and strong tornadoes in coming days from a new round of storms. Waves of thunderstorms are poised to strike parts of the Midwest and South later this week. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.